Some things are better left unsaid, but not here. Hello, it's Izzy Santulli, and this is the Not So Silent Podcast, where I could have kept my thoughts to myself, but where's the fun in that?
Welcome back to the Not So Silent Podcast with your host, Izzy Santulli. And today we have Madison here as my guest.
Hello.
And we're going to be interrogating you.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
So ready.
We're just going to be chatting it up, and you guys are going to learn a little bit more about Madison and how she's got into where she is. And we're just going to spill some tea. If you're ready.
Tea.
Okay. Let's do it. So just basically tell me like everything about you, how old you are, like where you were before social media, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. So I'm 27 years old. Before social media, I was in university for a year and then I dropped out and got pregnant.
Wow. What were you studying in university?
I was studying psychology. And
okay.
Fun fact, I actually hated it.
So I hear that a lot.
I didn't drop out because I was pregnant. I dropped out because I
hated it. Okay.
I did not like it.
Yeah.
And then I was just working for a bit and at Starbucks. I was a little barista.
Yeah.
And I just got knocked up.
Yeah.
And then I was still working at Starbucks for a bit after that, and then that's when I start like COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone was doing nothing.
Yeah.
And that's when TikTok came out, and that's when I started.
So you started during COVID era.
Yeah. 2020.
The Charli D'Amelio era.
Right. Yeah. I don't know why I wasn't dancing more.
Yeah. No, honestly, I'm like, why shouldn't have I danced?
Yep.
Actually,
I like, did a I little bit of dancing, but not enough.
Yeah. No, clearly. I see you dancing sometimes on your TikToks. I'm like, wait, she's kind of killing it. Okay, cool. Honestly, it's funny that you said the university thing because I was actually in university too. I was majoring in dance though. I don't know why the fuck I did that. Okay. But I dropped out of my third year because I also was in university during COVID. So everything was like online. Awesome. I had dance classes on fucking line. Like it was so shit. Yeah. Like in my living room, I was like fucking ballerinaing it. Like it was so bad. But I dropped out of my third year because I fucking hated it. And then I got so much like criticism for that, like from my parents and my friends. Like even like my closest friends were like, you had one more year. Like,
yeah.
You like, did you get the same thing too?
Well, so I did terrible in high school. So I had to go to college first to be even accepted in university. So I put like all this hard work into college and like did so good just to get into the university that I wanted to be in just to drop out. So they're like, was that worth it? And I'm like, it was for the experience.
I know, no. It's like a canon event.
Yeah.
I feel like.
You live and you learn.
No, you live and you learn. And like honestly, like people say this all the time, but school is like not for everyone. Like
no, I actually enjoyed college. Like college classes compared to university classes, I felt so different. And I enjoyed my college classes.
Yeah.
But the university classes I just didn't like, it wasn't like the massive lectures and stuff like that. Just not my thing.
The lecture halls?
Terrible.
I remember I would leave in the middle of class because I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
Awful.
It was so
bad. You're learning nothing. You're not paying attention.
No. So you said you started during COVID. What did you like start posting during COVID?
So mom stuff, basically. Okay. My daughter was November, December, January, February, March, 5 months old.
Okay.
And yeah, it was just like silly, like the silly little trends, like when TikTok was actually only 15 seconds and you couldn't do it any more than 15
seconds. Wait, was TikTok actually only 15
seconds? Yeah, you had no choice. Like 15 seconds was it. Like nothing else. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God.
So it was really like, you're not making vlogs. You're not like talking really. You're, it's just.
So it was like Vine kind of.
It was basically Vine.
Oh wow.
Yeah. But like 10 seconds more, I guess.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But, yeah.
Mom stuff. Yeah.
Silly, silly little trends and like mom stuff. And I definitely have like switched now. Like I stopped posting my kids as much just because, you know, it's the internet.
And yeah.
People, suck
people
on
say things.
And they don't need to be on there. So now it's just like everything, like lifestyle, just like my life, your typical lifestyle kind of person.
So what video like blew up for you? Or like, was it like one video that like blew up or was it like multiple?
It was like multiple. It was like the trends were so easy to blow up on TikTok. Like,
And because the app was so new also, I feel like it was so easy.
Yeah. No, it was insanely easy. Like one day you could gain like 30,000 followers from like a 200K view video. Yeah. In the beginning it was insane. Mm-hmm. So easy. And now you get like 100,000 views and you're lucky to get like 20 followers.
No, now it's like so different too. Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's crazy. So what like inspired you to start sharing like your life as a mom. And you said you were showing your kids, or?
Yeah, so I was just showing my daughter because I just had her at the time.
Yeah, Haven, right? Haven, that's her name. Yes. I love that name also. Such a beautiful name.
So pretty.
Yeah.
Nothing like kind of really inspired. Well, I had a lot of people telling me, I was like, oh, watch, like, people make this like a living, like I can make a living out of this and start getting paid for it.
Yeah.
And no one was like, obviously they're like, that's the most stupid thing I've ever heard in my whole entire life. Yeah. Like, you can't do it. And that kind of just like made me like, okay, just
let me show you actually.
Just watch.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's just kind of what kept me going.
Yeah.
Posting like 3 times a day to get that up and going. And
that's literally what I was doing too. Cause I was like, I used to see like people like being influencers and like going on these trips and like getting this PR. And I'm like, let me actually try and do this because this is clearly a real thing.
Yep.
And I remember I was posting 3 times a day also. And everyone's like, no, like you're just like, I remember I used to get like so many shares on my videos when I first started.
Yeah.
Because people were talking about me and they're like, look what like she's doing. Like, look what she's posting. Like, it's so embarrassing or like all this stuff. And I'm like,
you're like, now look at me.
I'm like, just actually watch. Now we're sitting here on a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
But that motivated me more too. Cause everyone was like talking about it. Like, how do you like decide like what to post? Like, and what to not post, like knowing that you have like, you know, your kids and obviously the public has a lot to say about just anything you post. Like, how do you decipher between?
Honestly, there's still like, I still question like if I should or shouldn't post some things. Even like a silly little photo I posted on my story, like not that long ago, a photo of my son. I was like, cause I still post like pictures of them. I just don't put them in videos a lot because they just don't need their life and their business on there. Mm-hmm. But if it's like a fun photo, but even that, like someone started like ripping my son apart and I was like, that's insane.
Like for what?
They just said like a really rude comment about his looks and like, yeah, I was like, he's literally a 2-year-old. And he's the most precious thing in the whole entire world. Yeah. So F you.
He's your life.
But,
yeah.
So it's just like, I don't want my kids to like go back and see that they were being bullied at the ripe age of 2.
Yeah.
So now like, I was sharing their faces and now I don't even want to do that because people are literally assholes.
Yeah, that's actually fucked. That's fucked. Like a literal 2-year-old.
Yeah. People suck.
That's insane. Like I thought like my shit was bad, but like that like would like destroy me.
Yeah.
Like as a mother, like why the fuck are you, don't ever fucking open your mouth about my kids.
Nope.
Shut the actual fuck
How
up.
How is that? Like, do you feel better about yourself?
Yeah,
now?
No, they probably do. Cause that's why people hate.
Yeah.
It makes them feel fucking better. Yep. Oh my God, that fucking sucks. Yeah.
It's like, if I post like a vlog now and I do like a morning vlog or I do like any type of vlog, if they're in it, it's just like the back of their heads and like they're usually not like talking or like saying anything, or I'm not like, oh, do you have to go potty? Like they, like that kind of stuff. Like they don't need to know like that kind of business.
Yeah.
So it's,
and how does it like, their heads. How does it like affect you? Like, does it like, do you kind of like, cause I remember in the beginning, like obviously you've been doing this for a while now, but like in the beginning I would like sit there and like scroll through my comments and like see what people are saying and like overthink about like myself and the way I look and like people point out things. What I noticed, people point out things that you didn't notice before
and you're like, oh,
and then you're
I
like, wait,
stop.
is that different? Or like I didn't notice that was off about me. And then you look in the mirror and you're like, wait, no, it's not. But like, do you kind of like go through those things as well?
In the beginning it was definitely way harder because like I wasn't used to it and I wasn't used to like people like picking on
opinions
me and, like,
all the time.
All
yeah.
the opinions and like the way like I parent too. Mm-hmm. They were like, you can't do this, you can't do that, blah blah blah. But then like the more you like do it, the longer you're just like, you just know.
It's kind of part of the job. Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't need to listen to it. And like, you know what's best for you. I know what's best for my kids. Like, obviously if I was putting them in harm and someone's commenting that, like, I get it.
Or if you were doing something bad, we get it. But like, everyone has also, why are people giving their opinions about parenting?
I know.
Everyone has different styles of that.
Yeah.
No, that actually makes me upset. That actually makes me upset.
It's a lot.
Oh my God. I would, you know, sometimes like I'll like respond back to people because I get angry at what they say sometimes and I'll respond back and I'm like, why am I giving the energy to someone that actually doesn't deserve it? Because that's what they want.
Exactly.
They want me to react and be like, fuck you. So they can be like, oh look, she responded to my comment, like actually no. And then I'm like, hey, wait, that was just like my inner crashing out, let me just delete that. But sometimes that people just piss me off so much, but I'm like, it's fine. But I was like that in the beginning too. I was like reading everything and I was like
yeah, at this point you can't even like just
No.
Don't read the comments.
Yeah, no.
Especially if you see like a video go viral, that's when yeah. it's like.
No, yeah. It's always hate down. Though. Yeah. It's always hate. And like, I remember I started posting. Do you post on like TikTok or Instagram more?
Both.
I
didn't ask well, that. Both? Definitely more on TikTok. Instagram okay. I lack a bit. But
okay, yeah. So I noticed, I don't know if you've noticed it, but on Instagram, people are really meaner.
Instagram is a terrifying place. Bro, it's which so used scary. To be so funny because when yeah. I started TikTok, TikTok was a terrifying place.
Really?
And Instagram was the safe space. And so then switched. It just like flipped. And then oh yeah, you get like scared to post on Instagram because yeah. you know even if it's the most normal video, they're gonna find something to
They're gonna find something, apart. Bro. They're gonna find something in the background. Like, how could you ever put a poster exactly. of that in your room? Like, shut up. Yeah. And like I remember like I would go through my Instagram comments or even people on TikTok would be like, post this on Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
Because they know one. Instagram's fucked.
Yeah.
But like, I remember like, I wouldn't want to post on Instagram because people are like, are mean on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like they're actually like, it's fucked. But anyways, I guess we push through, but
yeah.
How do you like make your time? Like, okay, this is my time with my kids and like, just like my kids, no cameras.
Yep.
And then this is like camera time. Like, mm-hmm. how do you manage that?
In the beginning, I really struggled with it, like yeah. with that, because I was like, well, when the 60 second things came out, I started like vlogging more.
Yeah.
And I did YouTube for a little bit too. I don't really do YouTube anymore though.
Like long form?
Yeah, long form.
Okay. Just what would you post on there?
Like, work. Just like family vlogs and okay. like if we went like camping or like just stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's where I was like, there was moments where like I knew like, don't pull your camera. Like, it doesn't need to be out. But then I'm mm-hmm. like, I could be filming this right now.
Yeah.
Like, I could be doing something with this.
Yeah.
But then, like, you want to have those moments just, like, you guys and, like, not worrying about a camera yeah. being set up somewhere. So, in the beginning, I definitely worried about that a mm-hmm. lot. But when I, like, kind of switched over to not being just straight up mom content.
Yeah.
That's when it, like, made it easier. So, like, just holidays and stuff like that. Like, I'm not whipping my phone out and, like, yeah. all that stuff. So, it's like pretty easy to deal with now. It's just my son's at home with me full time. Like my daughter's in school now.
Mm-hmm.
So my prime time is 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. because that's nap time.
Yeah.
And that's
okay.
when I'll try to film.
Yeah.
If not, especially like being by myself now with them, it's I'm still trying to like find that balance now.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a lot. But I have like a great support system. Like my mom's Good. Great. I have a great yeah. babysitter. Like. Mm-hmm. There's lots of time to like do my own thing and
yeah.
now that my content's not my kids, it's like it's easy
like
to
lifestyle
do.
You yep. do yourself mm-hmm. yeah. I remember like my first ever time I went to like influencer events or like just like places where other content creators were, and like I would say I'm pretty new to being a content creator. Like I would just go there and I'd be like, hey, like hello, and like I didn't realize like everyone has the camera out.
I know.
And like I get it, like it's our job, mm-hmm. but like also like even I struggle with that sometimes. Like how do I like balance like being in the present moment and appreciating things that like I like having a genuine conversation with people yep. without like the vlogging and like the photos and like let me just talk to someone or exactly. like let me just like get to know you without the fucking camera or like let's just like I don't know. But everyone was like taking videos They're and pictures out. Of everything and yep. I'm like, "Wait, fuck, like they had like the flip lights too."
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, fuck, I'm a really bad content creator.
No,
I need
that
to buy.
Was me. The first few events I went to, like I didn't want to pull my phone out.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's literally why I'm here to like yeah. take videos. But I just felt like so weird.
Yeah.
Even though
Same.
Everyone else is doing it.
Yeah.
And they all have awkward. The great setup. Yeah, yeah. It feels awkward.
Very awkward.
But it's
yeah. what everyone's we're doing to be. It. I'm like, wait, like, does no one actually like do anything without the phone? Like, are we just all, and like even sometimes like at events, like people will be on their phone like in the corners sometimes, like some events that I've been to, like people are editing their videos
to get it up right then and
to
there.
Get it up, and I'm like
I'm gonna save it for home,
yeah, or like the Uber ride back.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but I just like it's hard for me still sometimes. Like I used to do that in the beginning. And like I used to try and edit, but I'm like, no, like these events are to network, to like meet new people, to like learn yeah. about their life and like make new friends, like not to fucking sit there and just like, oh, like look who I met for the fucking Instagram photo.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I've been seeing that a lot. So that's why like I asked that. So what's the hardest part about being a mother and a public figure content creator?
Everyone has something to say
yeah.
about how you live your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something that's like super recent is that I posted a TikTok about going on a date.
Okay, wait, T, because I was talking about this and I was like, okay, I need to ask her about it.
Yeah.
Because, okay, wait, first of all, how was the date?
He was good.
Okay.
Such a gentleman.
And how did you meet this guy?
First date experience.
Yeah. Was this your first date, like, after everything with, like, your ex?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. First real date.
Are you, like, nervous?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like,
yeah.
Shitty. Am I allowed to swear?
Yo, no, yeah,
you can swear. Shitty my pants.
Yeah. Like. Yeah, no, I can imagine. Holy
But no, it was like a really good date. But yeah, I just posted like, because I actually, that video is actually a Snapchat that I sent to my friends. And I was like, I sent it to my one friend. I was like, this is kind of funny. Like, should I post it on TikTok?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, I know people are going to say something that I'm moving on too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. They're like, oh, you're moving on too fast. And then so I did reply to a few comments.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they, like I replied to them, people started replying back saying like, let the woman live her life. Like,
yeah.
She's been through enough, blah, 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 blah. And then they deleted their comments.
Of course. Yeah.
They backed out right away.
Also, how long has it been since you and your ex?
4 months now. Coming okay. up on 4 months.
Yeah. All right. And like, I was like low-key stalking that video. I was reading the comments.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, like, I can't believe, like, she's going to get her kids to meet this, like, random man
like,
or
yeah,
something.
I'm
and
bringing
like,
him home after the date, and I'm going to introduce my children to him.
Like, why the fuck would you do that? Like, what? People are actually not okay. Like, genuinely, like, it's a date.
It's a date. One date. I'm allowed to have some fun.
Yeah.
He's not their new dad. Like,
yeah,
chill.
No. Yeah. And you're also, like, this is your single era.
I'm 20. I never had a dating, like, I've never dated in my 20s. And I'm 27. So
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I remember like kind of like this is why I wanted you on the podcast, because like I can relate to like a lot of shit that you've went through. I was in a relationship for 7 years with my ex, high school sweethearts.
Oh yeah.
And like obviously that didn't end up working, but I never had like a dating era either. Like my whole entire life was like a long-term relationship.
Yep.
So like getting back out there. Even now, I'm still like, it's been a year since we broke up, but I'm like, this is scary. Like the fact that I have to tell a whole new person, like
everything
like, about me, like is annoying.
And just getting past like the awkward stages of like, oh, my favorite color is blue.
No, like, like I hate that. Like I was just saying this the other day. I want to give someone like a PDF every day and be like, read this. Cause I don't want
to
fucking
all
say
you
it.
Need to know.
Yeah. Because like, yeah, it's just like, that's like the hardest part for me. And like, also, where'd you meet this guy? Like, were you friends with him before? Did you, like, dating apps? Like, what's the tea?
Not dating apps. They'll scare the crap out of me, and I don't know if I'll ever.
Yeah.
People have made fake dating apps. Like, I've been on Tinder. I've been on Hinge. I've been on Bumble. I'm like, oh, it's good to know that I'm on there.
Really? How did you find that out?
People send it to me, and they're like, why are you on dating apps? Like, I don't think I am.
Holy fuck. That's so scary.
I know. It's terrifying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But,
You would never download Hinge?
No. I don't know. Hinge is a lot of work to set up. Like, my
one
friend was showing me it.
I'll help you,
like,
though.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll help you.
It's so intimidating.
It is. But some, like, I got, like, a bunch of my friends to help me.
Yeah.
And, like, okay, this is a thing. Like, it is kind of scary. I went on my first ever Hinge date, like, I think a month ago.
Yeah.
And, like, I wasn't going to go because I'm like, what if this guy is, like, not, like, what if he's a catfish? Or, like, what if, like, he's a serial killer?
Yeah, that's
actually
terrifying.
Like, what if he, like, steals me and kidnaps me and sells me? So... So I was just like, okay, whatever. And also, like, I told him my house address and I was like, come pick me up, which is stupid.
Yeah, don't do that. Oh my God.
Everyone's like, I remember, like, I vlogged it on TikTok and I'm like, get ready with me for my first ever, like, real date in like 7 years.
Yeah.
Or no, 7 years in like whatever after, like, my ex.
Yeah.
And everyone was just like, no, like, you would, like, don't ever tell your, like, say your address. I'm like, you guys are right, actually. Like, I'm actually so stupid.
Don't do that.
But, like, he was a good guy, but again, like, I get notifications on Hinge, like, on the daily, and, like, I don't know, men kind of just scare me.
They scare the shit out of me.
Like, I'm so scared.
I, yeah, can't
and,
trust
and, like, low-key traumatized, so, like,
so
I don't want to trust another man.
No.
Like, I also just, like, it's so weird because, like, I want to, like, get out there,
mm-hmm.
but it's, like, it's so scary because, like, we've, like, been through, like, such hard things with our exes, and like yours was fucking public.
Yeah.
So that's even like, you have even more eyes on you and then more opinions on you and then people probably going to him and then people probably saying things to you. And yep. Was he also, did he have his own like social media, or was he kind of just?
It was just like from me. So like we would post a lot of like couple TikTok type things, and then like some people would follow him.
Yeah,
because you know
they see that kind of stuff.
But he was never like, I'm gonna be.
He never wanted to do that.
I'm gonna do this. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah. No. And I also wanted to ask you, I was like stalking you. You still have videos of him up.
I do.
What's the tea?
I just like, it was my life at one point. You know, if. I don't know. I just don't feel like I need to get rid of them. The things that do, you know, TikTok does those fun little memories. 1 year ago today.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
But thanks for reminding me.
Or when I'm like that too.
People comment now, they're like, "Oh, this didn't age well." And I'm
Like, okay, cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's the same thing for me. Like, I don't have I've never like made content with my ex, but I still have photos. Yeah. I still have like Snapchat memories. I didn't like. Go through the rabbit hole and delete everything because
that's 7 years.
Yeah.
Be there for
and
a
it's
while.
Like, it's like, I don't exactly, I don't have the fucking time to do that. And I always get those, like even the Google photo memories, it's like purchase this Google book and it's like filled with fucking his face. And I'm like, okay, cool. Actually cool. But again, like that person was a part of my life and like, maybe it did end, you know, not the greatest or whatever, but it was a part of my life and like, I don't fucking like hate you. And I feel like there's no reason to hate because like, I feel like if you hold hate in your heart and like, that's just going to like fuck you up mentally.
Yeah. I've learned that recently to.
Yeah. To like kind of let it go. Yeah. But in the beginning I hated.
Oh,
I really
so
fucking hated.
Hate.
So much fucking hate and rage. And like, but now it's just like, that was harming me. Mm-hmm. So I had to kind of like let it go slowly. And like now I'm at the place where I'm like, okay, I don't hate you.
Yeah.
I don't fucking like what you did, but you know, I don't have room for hate.
Exactly.
To be honest. Yep. But.
And my thing is, he's the father of my kids.
Exactly.
And he's going to be in my life for a very long time. What's the point of having this terrible relationship between?
Yeah.
Because like. Because
it's for the kids.
It's for the kids.
At the end of
the day. Like, if we could still be civil and be in the same room and like, for the kids, then so be it. Like,
and can you? Is it like fine?
In the beginning, you know, it's rough. I mean, everything was happening, everything was going on. So it was just like in the heat of it.
Yeah.
It was kind of hard, but we're getting to that point where we're like, we can go do these things for the kids.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's like the main thing because I feel like it's important for like the kids to just in general to like grow up with like, you know, even if you're not together, just like have a good image of mom, a good image of dad. You know what I mean? But again, that's hard when there's people talking shit about both of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But hey girl, thank you for being here. You are now part of the Not So Silent fam and I appreciate you so much. To show my appreciation, I'm going to be giving away a care box each episode. To win one, make sure you like and subscribe, send a screenshot to my Instagram and I'm going to pick a winner. Thanks. Tell me when you guys started dating. Sorry, what's his name?
Brody.
Brody. Okay. Tell me when you guys started dating and like when you guys got married and like knocked up, all that fun stuff.
So we started dating in, oh my gosh, I want to say 2017.
Okay, so how old were you?
I was 20.
Okay.
20, yeah, I would have been 20. Mm-hmm. And he was 1 year younger than me, so he was 19, and we just started dating. And then we were together for a year. So
how'd you guys meet? Sorry.
do you know anywhere, like, do you know Guelph?
Yeah.
Do you know Trapper's Alley?
No.
No. It's like this little dirty bar.
Okay. Tea. Yeah.
Yeah. This little dirty bar is where we met.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was supposed to be a fun one night stand because I actually just got out of a relationship 1 month before. I was in Alberta working with my boyfriend and then turned out to be a terrible human being.
Mm.
So sorry if you're watching this.
Yeah.
And
how long was that relationship for?
That was like a year and a bit. It wasn't like anything crazy.
Yeah.
And so I just like went out one night when I first started school, University of Guelph. I went out one night and then my friend like said, "This guy's looking at you." And then she pushed me into him and 7 years later, you know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But I got knocked up a year after being together.
So, okay.
Yeah, that was.
And when did you guys get married?
Intense. Last year. Yeah.
Okay, crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, so I had my second one before getting married.
Okay.
We got engaged when I was pregnant with the second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you guys had a place together, I'm assuming?
So okay. We lived with my mom for a bit with Haven. And then we got our own place. This very cheap little, tiny little, kind of a townhouse, kind of. And then with social media kept going, we got kind of a bigger townhouse. And then after we got married, we bought the house.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Messy. Yeah. So you got married last year.
Mm-hmm. Processing it all.
I'm like processing it all right now because like.
It's, yeah.
You know what it is? It's like when people like tell me things like this, it's like. It's scary because I would have also went down that path as well, like with my ex, because we were also at 7 years. So like the next step was the ring and then the marriage and then like all that stuff where it's like, okay, like everything kind of like happens for a reason. And I
just
feel like
be thankful it happened before any of that. Yeah.
Because I went through so much shit and there wasn't a fucking ring and there wasn't a fucking marriage and there wasn't kids. So I can't even just like imagine like how it was for you.
Yeah, it's intense and crazy and still going through it.
Yeah.
But it's a lot.
You're pushing through.
Yeah, we're doing it.
No, I love that.
Yeah.
Single era. Single and healing era,
exactly.
Actually.
Healing
era.
Healing, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of like... First 2 months was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Like, I have basically like, honestly, since high school, I've never been single. I've never been by myself. I've always been like in a relationship. Like the longest I was single for was like a month.
Yeah.
And which is crazy. I'm 27 and 4 months is the longest that I've ever been single.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So it's a lot. It's a lot learning to do stuff
alone
on my own by myself. And especially with all the responsibility that I have, like I have a whole house to look after. I have two kids to look after. I have a dog. I have a cat. And that's like all.
Oh, you have pets too.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Did you have the pets before the kids or did you got the
We had a dog before Haven, but then he passed away. But we did get another dog while I was pregnant with my second.
Okay.
And then the cat was one of Haven's Christmas gifts or birthday gifts. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I was going to say something. The thing you said about being alone, after me and my ex like parted ways, I think that was like the hardest thing for me too, because like my whole life was like with this person. Mm-hmm. Like everywhere I went, he came with me. Yep. Like everything I needed, he did. Like every like thing I needed help with that I wasn't like familiar with, he would do for me. Like technology shit or like building shit. I'm like, I don't fucking like, I'm not doing that. Like
mowing
you can
the
do
grass.
It. Yeah.
Shoveling the driveway.
Yeah.
I
like
gotta
I'm
do
not
that shit now.
That's crazy. Oh that's God. Literally labor. For the men. Yeah. But
exactly.
I was like, this is like a lot. And I also was scared to be alone, which I would never admit before. But
it's scary.
It's very scary. Terrifying. Especially when you're like, I feel like maybe not when you haven't been in such a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
But after literally spending almost a decade with a fucking person, it's like, this is your best friend. Like, this is like your person, right? Like this guy was my best friend, like over all my girlfriends really. And like, maybe that wasn't the healthiest, but it happened unfortunately. And like after that, I remember like spiraling. And like, cause the way he did it was also crazy. He kind of just like, was like,
see you
later. And I was like, okay. Awesome, amazing, great. Cool. After 7 years, cool.
Nice.
So I started like spiraling and like I had to even start therapy because I was like really fucked up. Mm-hmm. And like my therapist like would force me. She's like, you gotta be alone. And she's like, you gotta like start going out into the world and getting back into the things that you love to do. Because I stopped doing everything. Like all my hobbies, like I stopped doing like I used to dance. I stopped fucking dancing. I stopped like doing everything that was so fun to me. Which I didn't know at the time, but like was so damaging.
Mm-hmm.
But my therapist like, you got to go alone. And I'm like, I can't even bring a friend. Like, how about my mom? Like, can I just bring my mom?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, like you have to do it yourself. And I remember that one day that I was like, I remember I went to like Yorkville or something. I went to like the Othership. Do you know what the Othership is?
No.
It's like a cold plunge bath thing.
Oh, wait, yes, yes,
the saunas. Yeah. She's like, go there. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, but okay. And then I went there alone. I was like walking the streets alone. I almost like went into a bathroom and started panicking and crying. But I did it.
Yeah.
And I was like, after that moment, I was like, okay, wait, like, this is possible.
And
like,
I can do so things so good after you do yes. it. You realize that you can do it. Like,
yeah.
You just and I'm gotta, like, get out of that headspace.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. I can do something, like, first of all, without a man. Mm-hmm. And like, it's low key, like, kind of peaceful. Like, walking around, just like, kind of looking around
doing
and like,
what you want to yeah. do. And you don't yeah. have to worry about anybody else.
And like, I don't have to worry about someone saying, like, oh, like, hurry up.
Yeah. No, for real. Or I don't want to go in this store.
Well, the fucking stories, yeah. Okay. Like the shopping, yeah. Actually, I wanted to like die.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah,
but no, I love doing that stuff. And like now, I'm like, I love being alone. Like I actually prefer being alone than with people.
Yeah,
like I'm so like okay with being alone that it's kind of scary. But like, I rather just like sit in my room, like watch a good show, like be with my dog in bed, and just like put a face mask on. Mm-hmm. And I'm so like okay with that. Yeah. But before, I like wasn't at all.
Yeah, I recently just got like comfortable with like
yeah.
nights alone. Like it took me a while, and that's when it was like the most depressing time. But now I'm like
at night, yeah.
I have this time to myself. I can do what I want. Like I can watch the show that I want to watch. I can watch a movie I want to watch. Like
yeah.
I can read a book.
Yeah.
I don't read, but I could if I wanted to, you know?
Honestly, I started getting into reading and like I want to get into it. Like cuz it's so good, yeah. But like my attention is just like, I have to reread a page like 3 times for me to actually understand it.
And process it.
It's really bad. Yep. And I'm like, am I the only one?
No,
like,
you're not the only one.
I'm like, no. But like, you know what? Podcasts.
Yeah.
Podcasts really helped me like get through the breakup. Like I remember like I stopped listening to music for a bit and I was listening to like Mindset, like podcasts like Jay Shetty. Like okay. I was listening to like things like that. And that really helped me too. Cause I'm like, okay, hearing that stuff kind of helps rather than like reading mm-hmm. on a fucking page.
Yeah.
But were you into like podcasts or like journaling?
So
like what was your like go-to to do like to try and feel better?
I tried journaling for a bit.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, my writing is ugly. So I would like look back at it and I just hated it. So I actually like just took videos of myself just okay. like talking. So yeah. I went through my camera roll. It's a pretty dark place in there for a little really? Bit. But like as like you watch like the videos and they progress, like mm-hmm. you just like kind of see like a change in me and like a change in the mindset. And it's actually like nice for me. Like I will never post them because oh my God.
Yeah.
But
it's like, for you. Just it's watch, for your own.
To, like
yeah.
watch my mindset like slowly change over. Yeah. Like, I mean, I know it's only been 4 months, but it's just like crazy.
Yeah.
Like time really does heal.
Mm-hmm.
And just like talking and getting those feelings out and like listening to yourself mm-hmm. talk back and hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
Actually really helpful.
No. Yeah.
So that's like. I guess like diary videos
yeah.
type thing.
Yeah. And like, did you do anything else? Like, did you get like back into like any hobbies or like, did you try new, did you try and get into like new things?
Just like, I went so hard in the gym for like the okay. first 2 months.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about yeah, that too. Your
like
gym
I journey. Went pretty crazy in the gym. Mm-hmm. And then I just found I started like getting busier and I kind of like didn't have as much anger in me, so yeah. kind of like the gym's kind of like faded out a bit, which I'm really sad about
mm-hmm.
and I really want to get back into, but yeah, the gym was like that was my little
outlet.
Yeah,
yeah. And I feel like that also helps with anger too, because you're yeah. like, did you like lift weights?
Yeah,
like cardio, lift weights. Yeah. Okay. I feel like that's what I was doing too, like after the breakup I was like, okay, I need to like run or like lift something. Yeah. Like I need to like do something. So like I feel like the gym, and also that's such a healthy outlet too. Like
exactly.
people will do crazy shit yep. after that. So I'm glad that like both of us we found like the an gym. Healthy outlet. But
yeah,
okay, cool.
It's a great place.
Love that. So when did you, because I saw like a crazy body transformation. How long did that take?
So I started in January of 2023. So okay. after I had my second baby. So I was getting married in September. I was like, I gotta look mm-hmm. looking good. I gotta look great.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was, I think I started, yeah, end of January and kind of just kept going.
Yeah.
I'd say like the majority of my weight loss was from January to that September. So mm-hmm. I think I lost like 30 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I was just like kind of wanting to build muscle after that, like more muscle. Cause I was kind of just like focused on like getting rid of the fat.
Yeah.
And
were you doing like, did you find like your own workouts or did you like,
yeah, I kind of just like figured it out myself. It also helped that my fiance at the time, he's a huge gym guy.
Okay.
Like massive gym guy. So he would kind of like help me along the way. He brought something to the table. Yeah. And then TikTok is just great for looking up any type of video.
Yeah.
And any type of workout. So that was great. Love Whitney Simmons. She has a great app.
Love her.
Yeah.
You had her app?
I had it for a bit. Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. I say it's worth the money too. Like she.
Yeah.
Like the way she like shows her workouts and stuff, it's like really easy to follow. And she like gives you like an example of like how to do it and stuff.
No, I love that.
No, she's great. I love her.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after the wedding, I kind of fell off because, you know, it's like, I don't want to look hot anymore. I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no reason.
And then I kind of started like making more gym content. And then like gym brands were like reaching out to me and I was like, oh, wait, this is cool. This is fun. I enjoy going to the gym. Why am I like stopping?
Yeah.
So I got back into it again. Lost a little bit of weight. And then, like, my weight was kind of just, like, fluctuating all the time. And I was, like, finding it really hard to, like, put on the muscle. And then, yeah, I separated. And that's a big topic right now is my weight. A lot of people.
Really?
Yeah. Because I've lost, like, a bit of, I mean, you get your heart broken, you're going to lose a bit of weight.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe I've lost an extra, like, 10 pounds since. And people are like, oh, what's your secret? What are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, and that's why I haven't been sharing, like, any gym videos. And I haven't been sharing what I eat in the, like, eat in a day's kind of thing. So, it's not fair to say, like, this is how I went from this to this.
Because,
Actually never, like, spoke about this yet.
Yeah.
Like, before. But, yeah, just going from, like, what I was to what I am now, I just wouldn't think that it's fair for me to share how I got here when that's not like those 10 pounds were lost from being
a broken heart.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like once I get back into the gym and like I'm at a healthy spot again, like that's when I'll get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm just not comfortable. Like I don't want to like lie.
Yeah.
People,
no,
you know,
No. But I remember too, like when I like me and my ex broke up too, it was just like I wasn't fucking eating.
It's hard. It's like I woke up nauseous every morning.
Yeah, I didn't have an appetite at all.
No,
I wouldn't eat. Like there was nothing.
Nope. Nothing sounded good. Nothing.
No.
Like even when you were eating, like didn't taste good.
Like I had like I remember maybe like 3 bites of something and I was like I'm done.
I lived off of like the little protein shakes. Like those.
Bro, yes. Wait, have you tried the Premier Protein?
Yep. That's what the 30 grams.
Yes. Bro, yep. I'll have like 3 of those a day and I like now I'm fine, but like before I used to like try to drink one of those, but even that I was like
just getting it down.
Yeah it was a lot. But no, I definitely get that. But people are probably like, oh my god, like what's your secret, like tell me, and you're like,
no,
it's literally a broken heart. That's the fucking secret.
Yeah, and a lot of people do, they're like, just go through a divorce and you'll know.
So I saw this video of yours on TikTok and you're in the washroom and it was about like rumors with Brody and like cheating allegations and stuff like that. Do you want to spill the tea for that or?
We're not going to deep dive into it. I mean, what's out there is out there. I'm personally never going to like touch on it myself. I don't think my kids in the future need to see any of that stuff being talked about. Yeah, just something like I personally don't want to get into.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's a lot.
We're gonna roll on to the next. You heard her, guys. We kind of touched on this, but how do you navigate like such a personal experience and like, you know, rumors like that being your whole life online? Like how?
It's definitely not easy. Like I've definitely had my breakdowns about it because everyone has something to say, and then there's people who are like just trying to find stuff and dig more deep into it.
Those people are sick.
It's
if you're watching this, get a fucking life. Like no, like genuinely, like those like, people are sick.
I appreciate the love and I appreciate your support, but like I don't need to see certain stuff and like I just didn't need to be aware of it. And those people who are like my fans made me aware of it. So it's like you're my fan to an extent.
Yeah.
But that's also like hurting me so bad.
I love living in delusion. It's actually the best thing ever.
I literally rather not know.
No, me too.
Like literally.
No, yeah. Like I was like after like me and my ex broke up, I'm like, I want to delete like Instagram and like all this shit. And like, I remember like even, I don't think I've ever said this. But I think it was like 3-4 months later, like I was like, okay, like, okay, I wasn't okay, but I was just like, I was starting to be okay. And then I saw like his profile picture and it was like with another girl. And I was like, I was just like, I remember I was on the phone with my best friend and I don't know how I saw it. I think he like blocked me and like all my friends on everything. So I don't know who brought it to my attention, but someone did. And I was just like, I called my best friend and she was just like, and she started crying. She was like, genuinely, like, I don't even know who this is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the fact that you're crying right now is crazy. Yeah. Because like, that just shows that like, this is so fucked up.
Well, yeah, it's 1 month later after a photo shoot was dropped of the new happy couple. And it was just like,
bro, no, dude, I think like
men the most cheesiest photo, like the cheesiest photo shoot ever. You've been together for a month. Chill.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, like I just like, it just doesn't make sense to me. It's like, do you like, did I not mean anything to you at one point?
No, that's exactly what it feels like. Like,
cause that's exactly that's what it feels like.
Like I tried to like play it off and just act like I just like, oh, that's like embarrassing for you. Like I'm just gonna laugh about it. But really I was fucking dying.
It's embarrassing. It's kind of
embarrassing
like for us.
Yeah.
Or for, I was embarrassed.
100%. I was so embarrassed. Yeah. And then like being public, everyone's talking about it. Everyone's seeing it. People made videos about it and like just insane.
And I remember like he was never even like, it's always the ones that are like, I don't like social media, or like, I'm not a social media user. I don't post, like, I'm not going to post you because I don't post usually. Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay, so you're going to post a profile picture now with someone after.
Because it's like, they want to like show you that they're doing okay.
Yeah.
They're fine without you.
Yeah.
I got a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. Like that to me was like, because before that I was like, kind of breaking down over it, like spiraling still. So again, kind of like the reason I brought this up is because you said like, I'd rather live in delusion, which I rather have not known that. But then I'm like, again, it was brought to me for a reason. Like I had to know to be able to kind of move on better that way.
Yeah, for sure.
And like know that like, okay, you know, it wasn't like, not the whole reason we broke up. Maybe it wasn't me. Like maybe like he has his own things that he might be going through and so do I. So like, because I was always like, this is my fault. I was always like, this is like, it's all on me. And also like the way it kind of happened, it made me feel like it was all on me. So after seeing that, I was like, okay, you know what, maybe
it's not me.
Maybe I'm kind of okay. Maybe I'm an okay kind of person, maybe. Yeah, like
maybe.
But yeah, that kind of like, I was like, holy fuck, I never talked about this. This is so scary. But yeah, genuinely, like, now I'm just like, I'm good. Like, I wish him and the new girl all the best.
Is it the same girl? Are they still together?
Yeah. But yeah, in the moment I was like, fuck you, actually. Like, you're a piece of fucking shit.
Yeah, like, you watch them move on in a second and you're like, oh, shit. I was nothing?
I was nothing to you.
I was literally
like,
nothing.
Those 7 years, you just didn't give a fuck. So yeah, that was like, that's weird that like the kind of thing, same, like the same thing kind of happened between us. But men are good. Men are so fucking great. They're like, we actually love fucking men. And this is why I don't go on dates on men, with men.
Yeah, because this shit can happen all over again.
And like, there's like, no. See, we're good. We're good without the men.
Yeah.
We can just
leave them behind. Just be single. And
Are you like a club girl? Like what?
I like.
Or bars more?
Bars, yeah. Okay. Don't put me in a club. Oh my
gosh. Are you not a dancer?
I'm like, I love dancing, but I just don't like. It just has to be a good club, but I've never been to a club where I'm like, oh my God, I'm having so much fun.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I'd rather be in like a small bar with friends. And yeah, I like going out for drinks with my friends.
Yeah.
Like, I recently, like last year, I just got really close with like two other girls, and now like we're all like super close, and it's so nice. I never really had like close girlfriends because I was one of those girls that dropped all of their friends for a boy.
Yeah.
But,
and you always say that you're not going to be like that girl, but then you become
that girl.
Yeah.
And then you realize you're that girl and you're like, I have no friends.
Yeah.
What the
fuck? Yeah. And I think that's like the part that made me like go insane too. Cause I'm like, I mean, I have like my girlfriends, but I'm like, this was my best friend. Mm-hmm. Like, this person was my main best friend, yep. and now they're out of my life, and now I have no one to fucking go to. Mm-hmm. So, like, and I also, like, started getting closer with, like, more of my girlfriends. Like, I met, like, new, like, you know, content creators that I've clicked with, and I'm like,
that's amazing.
So important to have girlfriends.
Yep.
So, like, besides, like, a boyfriend, and, like, I guess we're learning that now.
Yeah, 100%. I was lucky enough to, like through him, his brother's wife mm-hmm. is literally my best friend.
Okay.
An angel, still to this day. Yes.
Okay.
Like, my ride or die, and aww. I love her. So it's, like, it's kind of made, like, the situation between kind of the whole family dynamic a little, like, weird. But she's just always been, like, I'm not going to pick sides. Like, he's obviously going to be in my life forever. You're going to be in my life forever. But, like, you're my best friend. Like,
no, I love that.
Yeah. No,
she's. We need someone like that in our life.
She's amazing.
Aw.
Yeah. I love her so much.
Another juicy question. Well, shout out to the best friend.
Shout out, Alyssa. I love you so much.
Shout out. I wanted to ask, juicy question.
Yeah.
Were there any red flags with you and your ex that you, like, noticed, but you kind of ignored?
Not, like.
Or maybe that, like, you kind of realized after you were away from him, or, like, after you guys broke up, oh, wait, that was a red flag, and I kind of just.
Yeah. I don't want to, like, sit here and, like, talk crap or smack about mm-hmm. him. Like, there's always ones that you realize after.
Yeah.
Just, like, some, like, communication things, or, like, just, like, not, like, being oblivious to some things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, yeah, you look back and you're like, oh. Maybe I should have looked more into that.
Yeah.
Like,
also, when we're in love and, like, we're with the person that we think we're going to be with forever, it's like,
they're
it's
just
fine.
Blindsided.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think they're going to do
no
what they do.
But.
Yeah.
Life's either way.
Life is definitely life.
Life is lifing. Like, life is actually on hardcore mode.
2024 said we're not taking it easy.
No. They're like, no, not for you guys. No.
Why would we?
No. Since we're not going to get into, you don't want to get into, like, the rumors, stuff like that. Why did you feel like you had to, like, come on TikTok and address stuff in that particular video of you in the washroom?
So there was, like, family members being brought into it that didn't need to be brought into it. It was just ridiculous. Like,
his
family members, like,
okay.
Reddit is an insane place.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time on it.
Mm-hmm. What even is Reddit?
It's hate.
Oh.
People make, like, they're called snark pages, but mine isn't a snark page. It's not, like, meant to hate on me. It's meant to just talk about my relationship.
What?
Yeah.
And it's made by, like, one person. Like, they write, like, an article kind of thing?
So, like, there's a whole, like, say it's a profile. It's, like,
oh.
A whole, I think it's called a subreddit,
okay.
I think. And it's all about me. And then there's, like, members join.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so just a lot of stuff was going down on there, and then it was getting brought back onto TikTok, and obviously he doesn't want to see his family members getting dragged.
Yeah.
My kids were getting brought into it. I don't want to see my kids getting dragged, like a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old, please.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no.
Grow up.
Yeah.
And just, like, there was a lot of bullying towards
mm-hmm.
comparing me and new girl, which is not okay. Like, yeah, shitty things have happened and some people are shitty people, but that doesn't mean you just, like, come and you drag them.
No, of course not.
So some things needed to be said. Well, I felt some things needed to be said, and someone else felt like some things needed to be said. So maybe there was a little pressure to make the video.
Uh-huh.
I didn't 100% wanted to make it because I didn't want to bring more attention to it.
Yeah.
But in the end, I think maybe it was the right thing to do because people did kind of.
They stopped after that.
Shut their yap.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah.
So
were there people in your comments, like, kind of, like, going back and forth with you, or they were like, okay, no, we get, like, thank you for.
There's the, you post your life, you're going to get what you're going to get.
Oh.
Like, or the, you need to tell us what's going on because you decided to post your life. So you have to tell us why this and this happened.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm allowed to have some private things.
You're allowed
life,
to do what you want.
Exactly. I share what I want to share.
Yeah.
And if I wanted to talk about it, I would.
Yeah.
If I didn't have kids, trust me.
Yeah.
This yap wouldn't be shut.
Yeah, no.
But, you know. She'd be screaming.
Yeah. No, it's just people don't people also don't understand, and they like kind of like make up what you're going through too. Mm-hmm. Or like they don't even know your life. I don't know your life. You can sit here and talk about your life with me. I still don't know your life.
Exactly.
Only you do.
Yep.
So
people are making up like so many different scenarios of how it happened, and like,
yeah,
you could think what you want, but that's like, that's not how it happened. And like, no, you want to say something so bad. You want to be like, no, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's just going to keep happening. And if you keep replying to it, like, it's just going to
grow and grow and get worse.
Yeah. The newest thing is that I'm faking that I'm going on dates. Yeah.
What?
That's been brought up.
Bro, but like, why
I'm just
would
doing
you
it for the content?
I don't know. I can't do this anymore.
I've never like once faked, and I don't know why.
No.
People think that.
I don't know.
I knew I was going to get hate for it because people don't like single moms going out and dating because you have kids. You should be with your kids. Don't bring a new man home. That's people's mindsets. So I knew that there was a chance I would get hate for posting that. So why would I do that knowing that I could get hate for it, you know?
No, people don't. And like we sit here and say that like the hate comments don't get to us, but like, there's ones that like we do.
Yeah.
And like, we're not going to feed them more. Exactly. Like, we're not going to give them more to fucking say, because like, again, it's none of your fucking business. Mm-hmm. Bro, I need to like go through Reddit now. I'm like,
you'll be there for a while.
Bro, like, so I don't even know how, well, people say Reddit shit. Like, it's crazy.
It's so mean. People are so mean. Like, take your mean Instagram comments and like times it by 10.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if I'm on Reddit.
You might be like.
I'm going to check after. I might cry though.
Maybe don't. It's kind of like, I've definitely had mental breakdowns at 2 a.m. from being on Reddit.
Oh my
God. Yeah. It's not worth your time. And now they're like, they're going to know.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, well, Madison was talking about us.
Yeah. I know. I'm kind of like, I feel like I'll just not read or even look it up. Even like sometimes on Google, like, everyone's like, oh my God, have you ever Googled yourself? I'm like, I don't even want to know what's on there.
No,
like, what if it's like literally someone bashing me?
It's just like, no, you're most likely just going to find yourself on celebrity birthdays. That's about
it. Yeah. I remember the first time I was on like famous birthdays, and I was like freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, I'm on famous birthdays. But I'm like, what? I'm not like.
They use the worst photos of me.
Bro, yeah.
It's like completely zoomed in like on my face.
Yeah, and it's like
what
one of like.
What is this?
I think mine was like from one of my videos that they screenshotted and put up there. Yeah. I'm like, what the actual
take
fuck?
A second, go to my Instagram.
Yeah, get a nice one that I've actually like, please, maybe like face tuned and like, come on, like, get a good one.
Exactly.
But that's crazy. Okay, maybe no Reddit for me.
Just take everything they say with a grain of salt, because they're all angry little human beings. I mean, some of them are nice, some of them are like defending you, like there's some good people on Reddit.
We love the defenders, we love those.
But yeah, a lot of them are just
sad people that have miserable lives. That's what it is, and just hate on you for fun. Fuck you if you're watching. How is it like, because you mentioned your best friend is Brody's sister?
Brody's brother's wife. So Brody, we were like sister-in-laws.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how is it like, you said she's very like, she's not going to pick sides, but like, was it hard like at all in the beginning? Like,
oh, it was a freaking shit show.
Cause it's like you're kind of like losing him, and then also like now it's kind of weird between,
well, like everyone's worried about losing someone.
Yeah.
Like, obviously in the back of my mind I was like, we're not gonna be friends anymore. Like,
yeah,
but she like proved like herself, and she's like, that's not who I am. Like, you've been my best friend for so long now. Mm-hmm. Like, I love you. Just like literally the best human being.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely with like the family stuff, our families were really close. Like, mm-hmm, my family and his family, super tight. Like, we did like Christmases together and holidays and stuff. So yeah, it's like different. I love his parents are the greatest human beings ever. And they're there for me.
Yeah.
They still are there for me.
That's good.
The family dynamic is very much still there. Just because we aren't together doesn't mean like we're not family, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard, obviously, with like everything going on, and like especially the beginning, like, because Thanksgiving was kind of the beginning, and that was kind of when everything was coming out, and that was
the holidays were the worst. I remember, like, before, I think, well, I broke up with my ex on my birthday month, so I was like, and then also December was like Christmas, and like I would always spend Christmas at his and with his family, because I never my family's very small. So like every like family function, I would go to like his or like his like Zia's or grandma's, like all that stuff. So like for me, it was like such like a different, like such a different dynamic. And I was just like, I don't even want to celebrate because like, I feel like they're my family.
Yeah.
Also. So like, and like, I feel like that's also what the hardest part was. Like, I love his family.
Yeah, no, it's so, it's,
it, which is so sad.
Hard. And like for Christmases, like, so like my mom's side is very small. Like it's my mom, my grandma, my sister, and then me. And that is like our Christmases. And then, so they like, we kind of like combine the Christmases. So his family would come over too. But obviously this is going to be the first year that's not happening. You know, it happens. Yeah,
it's an adjustment. It sucks,
but you get used to it and you move on.
Yeah, we kind of like ran through this, but how is it like co-parenting with him now?
Again, beginning, difficult, didn't want anything to do with him. Get out of my life. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do this with you.
Yeah.
Obviously, like going through it and learning some things and like growing over the past few months, I want to do what's best for my kids. And that's doing some things together.
Yeah.
To still have that like family dynamic, like, he's a dad, I'm the mom, like we're a family, we can still do stuff together. And if we can be civil, why not do it together? So we've done like, yeah, we've done a few things together and it's been okay. Sometimes there's just times where we just couldn't be together and it was kind of like for the best. But no, we're getting to that point where we're like, we're good. Okay. We can do these things together. Yeah, co-parenting is absolutely terrifying, but doable.
No, you're making it
doable
work.
Doable with the right mindset.
Yeah.
For sure. Just gotta like, put the kids first.
Yeah. That's like your main priority.
Mm-hmm.
Juicy. How do you feel about another person parenting your kids or in the potential future?
Yeah. We we've had a conversation about this, obviously, because he has a girlfriend. Our kids will not be meeting significant others until it's very, very, very serious. We don't want to bring people in and out of their lives, just confuse them. Like it doesn't need to happen. And obviously it's going to be confusing for them to see why is mommy kissing someone new? Like why is daddy being like this with someone else?
Yeah.
So obviously that's going to be a while. Like we're not even close to that point right now to having that even happen. But the thought of it, makes my skin fucking crawl.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen. And I just hope it's a good person. And they know what they're doing and they're not just going to. It's terrifying. Like just thinking of it. Like,
That's like making me scared.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely terrifying thinking someone else parenting my children. But.
And like touching your kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's okay. Again, it's not close to being that. So like there's no reason to worry about
that. Exactly. It's something to think about down the road.
Yeah, just keep it in the back of the head.
Oh, it's always in the back of the head. It has not left the head.
So you're in your single era.
I am.
We talked about the date that you went on. Are you like, is there gonna be like a second date? Are you dating like multiple guys? Or just having fun?
Just having fun so far. But we did go on a second date.
Okay. Wait, when did this happen?
Very recently.
Okay.
It was good. Yeah, it was good. Okay. So fun fact, that first date video was actually not, like I posted it this week and it was from before. Like I held off on sharing it.
Yeah.
So that's probably going to make people even more mad because it's even quicker. But it was like 3 weeks ago. So calm down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we went on another date and it was good. Just casual. Nothing like I'm not falling in love. Okay. Like I'm not.
Yeah, no.
I just want to have some fun. I'm 27 years old. Let me dabble, you know?
No, we have to.
Exactly.
I haven't had one hoe era ever.
No?
No.
Yeah, I think my hoe era was my one night stand that I married.
There's like days though, I don't care. There's days that I'm like, I wanna be a hoe.
The processing, should I say this or should I not?
Like, because I've never had.
I've never explored. No.
So like genuinely, it's like, do I even know like my type?
That's no, like me. Yeah. I don't know my type.
No.
What am I into? I don't know.
Yeah. And that's why I'm like, it's not even that I want to like go around and like go to the club and pick up a guy and bring him home. No, like I just want to know like truly who I'm into, mm-hmm. what I'm attracted to, like what personality traits do I gravitate to? Like what do I want in my future man?
Exactly.
And like, I feel like those are important things to fucking know.
And just like talking, like you can just talk to a guy and you can figure those things out. Yeah. Like it doesn't mean you're going around and screwing everyone you see, like legs wide open.
Open the legs, yeah.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's why everyone's like, oh, like, are you like dating? And I'm like,
just say I'm dabbling.
I'm just dabbling. Like I'm trying Hinge. I don't fucking know. Like Hinge scares me.
I'm doing my best.
You know, there's an application that someone told me for like famous people or celebrities to like go on. Have you done it?
Yeah, I'm waiting to get accepted.
Well, me too.
If you have a referral, please.
Bro, I'm like waiting. Like, okay, wait. Do they reach out to like the people that you gave as a contact? Like, do you know how it works?
Do you have a referral?
Like, I thought they're supposed to.
So it's
like,
supposed to be
the
like
people.
The referral is supposed to be like on the app. Is it Raya? You're talking about Raya?
Yeah.
So the referral is supposed to be like someone who's already on the app because it shows like they're like credited. Like it's apparently very hard to get into. But then some people, like some random people, like I literally scrolled through TikTok finding out how to get on this thing.
Yeah.
I was like, I wouldn't mind dabbling in a hockey player. Why not?
Yeah. But like, you know what I mean? God. Like someone that like just understands my lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
So I'm like waiting. I check it every day and I'm like, have I gotten accepted yet?
It can take months. Like so long. Yeah. I think I did it in like, I heard about it in October and I was like, oh,
yeah,
like, let's just go on it for fun. Let's see who we can find. Because people find like famous people. And it's not just like your location. It shows you everywhere. Like you're getting LA. Like you're getting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All these big places.
Oh my God. I need to find an LA man so he can fly me out.
Imagine. Do it for the plot. Like
no, we have to. Can we write referrals on each other? Or no, but we have to be on the app.
I think you have to be on the app.
Well, I don't know anyone on the app.
No, that's the thing.
I'm pissed.
But then these random people just like, because I was watching TikToks and these random people are just getting accepted. Like they pick and choose. They say if you have a good social media presence, you should be good.
Yeah. I'm like, hello? it's taking a while.
Come on.
Now. Oh my God, I'm so happy that you're doing that too.
That's so funny.
Because I was like, someone told me about it and I was like, wait, I didn't know that shit exists. Yeah. And then I'm like, wait. let me get a celeb man.
Exactly.
Let's see who's next.
Why not? But
an NHL or NBA player.
There's lots of those on there, I hear.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, maybe after this podcast.
Accepted. And the thing about when you get accepted though is like you can't talk about it. If you
really?
Talk about it at all, you can't screenshot, you can't talk about it like publicly or you'll get like kicked off. Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely not getting accepted now.
Once you're on the app, right now we're good. But when you're on it, like you can't say who you saw. You can't. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's very like, because it's for like celebrities, right? Yeah. They want to keep it like.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay, well, hopefully one day. We have to keep tabs on each other though.
I know.
And like, did you get in yet?
Give me a referral.
No, like let's refer each other, please. When I went on my Hinge date, like, I don't know. I feel weird telling people what I do. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because like.
You don't know how people are going to react to it. Like you have people who don't care. And then you have like the haters. Like, that's what you do.
Yeah. Like, and I'm like, also like, are you just going to like ask me out again because you know, like I'm. Like I have a presence on social media and like you want to be in a video.
You don't know their intentions. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. So I'm like, it was kind of scary telling him that. But like, did you tell this date guy, the new date guy, what you do? Or did he know?
He knew. He knew what I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had no problem with it. When we were first talking though, like the conversation of kids just never came up. So when we went on the first date, I was like, did you just like have time to maybe stalk me a little bit? And he's like, well, of course, like I like your whole life's on there. And I was like, so like, you know, right? And he's like, yeah, I know pretty much everything. I was like, okay. And you're still
perfect. So you don't have to explain it. So you already know.
Exactly. I'm like, but you're still sitting here? You're still good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah. No,
he didn't ask like any weird questions.
Not at all.
Okay. That's really good.
Very like I said, like very much a gentleman.
Is he older?
No.
Your age?
No.
Younger?
Yeah.
How much younger?
2 years.
Okay.
I know. I told myself I wouldn't go younger.
Yeah. The younger ones scare me.
That, yeah. How old are you? I'm sorry.
I'm 23.
You're 23?
Yeah.
Okay. See, yeah, even younger than you would be like. Yeah.
Like, they scare me. But then also 25. The older ones scare me too, because they're sometimes
the
they're worse.
They're all the fucking same. They're all terrible people.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I'm like, maybe I should like date a 30-year-old. Cause like they're mature. Mm-hmm. But then like I hear stories about like 30-year-olds and what they do. And I'm like, sorry, you're a grown man and you're acting like that? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so he knew about the kids, mm-hmm, and the whole thing with Brody.
Yep.
And he was good.
Yeah, good. Great.
We love a nice, like, healthy, he was non-toxic like, man.
Yeah, he was like, I can tell, like, you're independent. Like, yeah, you do you. Like, I know you're not looking for a new dad for your kids. Like, yeah, you don't need me kind of thing. And I was like,
wow.
That is so nice of
you.
We
love that. That's, yeah, yeah. I'm waiting. Yeah, okay. Wow.
That's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's why you're like, hey, second date.
Yep. That's great.
What are you looking for in a new man?
I don't even know. That's why I gotta test the waters, you know? Maybe someone like around 6 feet.
Yeah.
Would be nice. A taller man.
Yep.
I've never really been with a taller man, so I wouldn't mind, you know, trying that out.
How tall was your ex?
5'9".
How tall are you?
5'4". So it's still like,
yeah,
I'm on the shorter side, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Know? It's not hard. Like,
yeah,
a 5'10 guy is fine. But you know, a 6 foot guy is like,
a 6 foot guy is just,
hey. Hey. <You know?
laughs> No, I love that. Same.
Yeah. But just, I don't know. Right now I'm not looking obviously for like any like relationship qualities because I don't want a relationship. Just someone I can like hang out with, talk with, have fun with.
Yeah.
Go get dinner.
Yeah.
Go
drinks. Coffee.
Bowling. I don't know. Something
bowling
fun.
Is fun as fuck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love bowling.
Do you have like a type? Like brunettes, blondes.
I'm
blue eyes.
I dabble in anything, you know? Mm-hmm. I do love a brunette though. I do like darker hair.
Dark features.
Yes. Yeah, dark hair. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, love that. Just exploring.
Yeah.
Living life.
Yeah.
Love that. Same.
As we should.
As we should. So how has social media helped or hurt you during your healing process?
Not a lot of helping.
Yeah. yeah.
There's like, yeah, a lot of hurt because I found out a lot of stuff through social media.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff was brought to my attention from people on social media. So that just kind of hurt more and caused more arguments between the two people that didn't need to be arguing at the time because we were already going through it. Just more was put on top of it. I mean, some people did do it to themselves, so can't get mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
But helping wise, like in healing, I would say it's nice to see that people are like, we like that you're sharing your journey because it's helping us. And I'm like, well, that's if I'm sharing this and I'm helping other people, like, then I'm going to keep sharing it. Like, I'm helping other people get through this.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good ass feeling. Like, yeah. So I'd say like, that. And then just like people supporting and people actually being nice and all that stuff.
That was my favorite part too. Like, I never wanted to speak about like my ex and what happened just because like, again, it's the internet and it's like, you don't know what people are going to say. You don't know like what, like, he might say, or like what if like he like comes for me, or like what if like it's scary.
You never know
Exactly. So I'm like, I don't want to speak about that, but it's also like people are going through shit like this every fucking day and don't fucking say anything, and they're alone and they have no one to go to and they don't even have a family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I remember the first time I shared about like, I don't know if I, it was like, let me tell you things that helped me heal from my 7-year relationship, and it blew up and people are like, holy fuck, like I just got out of a really long-term relationship. This like helped me so much. And they're like, please keep talking about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but guys, like, I don't know if I want to, but like just knowing again that it's helping so many fucking people and just knowing that you're not alone in this.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's what social media is all about. Like just helping people like, okay, listen, you're not going through this alone. Like you, and like that's why it's so important, like for us with our job to do that. Mm-hmm. Like that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Yep.
Making people feel like, oh, like these people that we see as like stars or like famous people, like that have like the perfect life. No, they're going through so much fucking shit.
Exactly.
But
yep,
I feel like that helps so much.
Yeah, and that's a lot of people say like, oh, their relationship like that was shared online was fake. Like you're not seeing everything, which is obviously true, but I'm not going to post a video of us arguing.
No,
but that's when it like there was a moment in time where I was like, I'm just not going to post anything sad. Like, I'm not, like, after the separation, I'm like, I'm not going to post anything sad. I'm just going to do my regular content. Like, I'm not going to do any sad divorced mom content. Yeah. But I was like, I have always posted what I'm going through in my life. Why am I going to stop now and hide what I'm feeling?
Yeah.
When it also could be helping other people.
Yeah.
Like, showing them that they're not alone and, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I there was a moment where I was like, I'm just going to shut my mouth and, like, people don't need to see
and
me
and pretend
cry.
That I'm, like, okay.
Pretend that I'm okay. Yeah. Yeah. So.
And I feel like so many people do that, like, especially in our world. Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of just, like, shut the fuck up about, like, things that they're going through and they just don't say anything because it's, like, especially, like, for me, I feel like it's also kind of hard because I'm, like, a very, like, always happy, energetic, bubbly, screaming, loud. But it's, like, the one time that I come out and say, like, I'm going through shit, everyone's, like, how dare you? Just, like, going off. And I'm, like, all right. So this is why I don't share things. Because y'all are fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. But, again, it's, like, if I can help one fucking person be, like, oh, she's not always happy.
Yep.
And she's sometimes sad. Mm-hmm. And, like, I look up to her and I feel like that. Now I feel better.
Exactly.
Like, that's literally all that matters.
Even, like, I'll get some, like, DMs. They'll be, like, I'm not going through what half of, like, you're going through, but I'm going through a breakup and just watching, like, you're able to do this with two kids and, like, being married and, like, you can get through it. Like, it makes me realize that, like, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Like, I can get through it.
Yeah.
And those are just, like, literally my heart.
Every no, I know. I like, one. I could cry right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, genuinely, like, it's so happy just knowing, like, you can help such a huge amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, like, again, like we said, like, one person, as long as one person's, like, okay and, like, they feel okay with what I'm posting,
yep,
that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. Like, as long as I'm making one person smile, feel better,
we're good.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Doing our job.
Like, kind of leaning on that, what would you tell someone advice-wise, like, in their 20s, like, you going through a breakup, a divorce?
Literally, time. I know it's so cheesy.
Yeah.
But time does heal all. Like, 2 months ago, if you asked me how I was doing, I was curled up in a ball on the freaking ground crying.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm, like, slowly realizing and growing and, like,
life is worth living.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, like, it's good and it gets better. Like, it's not going to be like that forever. It does fucking suck, but you're going to get through it and it's going to make you grow as a person. Like, going through those emotions and going through the hurt makes you grow as a person. It makes you such a stronger person and, like, just you realize who you are as a person going through the hurt and stuff.
Yeah.
And you just come out stronger and better on the other side.
Yeah.
So.
Wow, that was really good. Do you have any regrets with posting, like, your personal life on social media ever?
My once a month breakdown where I say, really? I don't want to do this anymore. I can't do it.
Yeah.
But that's always just when, like, shit hits the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously a lot more recently I've been like, I don't want to share my life. Like, people are so nosy and they want to know everything. But, and then I also realize I share what I want to share and, like, I don't have to do more than that. I share what I'm comfortable with. So I've never had, like, full regrets, regrets about how much I used to post with my daughter. Like, a lot of those videos I have taken down, but there's still some up there. Nothing, like, too crazy. Just, like, your typical
mental bees every month.
Yeah.
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 Have you ever felt like you have to present, like, a perfect life for your followers, even though you're going through so much shit?
Yeah. Once in a while. It is nice, though, because on TikTok, you do see that, like, there's a lot of, it's more common now to not post those perfect life.
Yeah.
And which is so nice and refreshing to see. So there are some moments where it's like, oh, I'm not going to add this in the video because it's like, that's not something I want to put in, or I'm not going to talk about this because that's, but yeah, there's always going to be that pressure to be perfect.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, like, people want to be you and, like, all this stuff. But then, just, I don't know. It's nice.
You know what comment really scares me?
Oh, God.
Like, when people say, like, you're my idol, which, like, I admire.
No, I actually am so, like.
What do you mean?
No, it actually scares me.
Like, I'm not.
No.
No.
I can't even put into words. When people are like, I want to be you, or like, I don't know. It just scares me.
It is scary. And I'm just like, no, I'm not your idol.
No.
You actually shouldn't idolize anyone.
No. Yourself. Not at all.
Idolize yourself.
Yep.
Become the best version of yourself and
that's it. Exactly.
But yeah, I just wanted to throw that. No. That comment fucking scares the fuck out of me.
It really does.
I'm like, please. I'm not Drake or like, I'm not pleased. Like,
please don't idolize Drake.
And that's why,
either.
Like, yeah, I like how we like show our realness too. And like what you said, like, I feel like it's becoming more common now, like people to like go on TikTok and like fucking cry and just fucking say what they're going through. So like, once I started seeing more of that, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, like maybe I can cry, or like maybe I can like make a video and like maybe have red eyes in the video and like say like, sorry guys, I just cried.
Yeah.
Like, I'm back though. Yeah. Like we're good.
I'm good.
But it's becoming more common now. So like, thank God.
It's easier.
It's not so much of like a perfect.
Like the Instagram perfect aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like
no.
That was in. Yeah.
I feel like it used to be like that.
100%. If your feed wasn't.
God.
The most aesthetic thing to look at.
Yeah, no.
It's everyone, always so
even,
stressful.
Even sometimes people are like, look at my feed. Like, I worked so hard. And I'm like, honestly, good for you. Because I can't.
Nope.
Like, I can't be. I don't think I could ever be the perfect something. Like, my feed will never look perfect or color-coded. My TikTok will always look like shit. Like,
yeah, TikTok, it's always. For sure. It's always, like, the most crazy face, too.
Yeah. That you make no, I'm always like this, like, in my cover photo. Like, it's, like, just never perfect. Yeah. And, like. I don't, and that's like the reason like I started not making content, but like now that I have like a following and a platform, I always like make it known that like I'm not perfect. And like kind of what we said, like I have acne. Look at my fucking acne. Like not everyone has clear skin. Like I'm going through this shit. Like it's not what you see on social media. Social media can be fake.
Mm-hmm.
So I even have like some of your TikToks saved on mine because I want to like recreate them.
I have some of your TikToks.
No, you don't.
From your second account, like your spam account.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, I have to add, you're fucking, that's going insane.
Bro, I don't know what's
How
happening.
Much did you jump? Because I was like, I've been watching you.
Okay, like, I don't know what the fuck happened, but like, I'm almost like over my main account.
You're at 400. I'm
at 400,000.
Yeah, I checked today. I was like, because I checked like a week ago and you were like 200.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
What are you doing?
I'm literally not doing anything. I'm just like.
You're nailing it. Is I'm what you're doing.
I'm like lip syncing and like, I'm just like having fun.
Yeah. And it's and so like, easy.
Yeah.
You're going to hit a million.
You like, think?
Oh, next year, 100. Holy fuck. Keep doing what you're doing. And
it's going to like overpower my main. I keep saying
that's
my
what
spam
you do
account.
Now. Your lips. I'm
sorry. Everyone's like, oh my god, like whatever. And I'm like, guys, go follow my main account.
Come over here. Yeah. But even your main account is doing unreal. Like,
yeah. Like so I'm good. And like that's also like now I can really say like when people say like social media is like hard to start, or like I always get like, how do you start social media? Or like, where do I start? I'm like, just start.
You just freaking post
like
the video, man.
Post something and make it like so fucking bad. Like I remember when I first started making content, it was so shit.
Oh,
like I was whispering.
Yep.
Like I looked like I actually like no. I was just not it. And like, but I still posted, and I was consistent. And like you said, posting 3 times a day, consistency. And I'm like, just fucking post every single day. Mm-hmm. That's all you can do.
Yep.
But and that's like, I feel like now my spam account is like that. This is an example. Like I didn't plan. This like I didn't plan to blow up. It just I just posted what I wanted to, and
here you are. Like it just happens.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Nicki Minaj, let's collab. Imagine, bro. I actually
it's gonna cry. Happen.
Yeah, one
Put
day.
Put it on the 2025 bingo card.
Like we kind of dabbled on this, but
once a month.
What like have you ever? Were you ever like, okay, I'm done. Like I don't want to do social media anymore.
Yeah, there's definitely been like. There's those moments where I'm in the middle of the breakdown and I'm like, yep, this is it. I'm done. But obviously you get out of that breakdown and you're like, oh, I'm just being overdramatic and a little silly. There's never been like where like I'm done. Like this is it. I've never had a clear mind, like mindset of I'm done because I enjoy it. Like I enjoy posting. I get to stay home with my kids.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me a stay at home mom. And so I love, obviously I'm not going to do it forever. Like, there's a game plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not going to be 50 years old. TikToking it up.
What is the, can we ask what is the game plan?
Like, so my son goes to school soon. Well, not soon. Not next year, but the year after that.
Mm-hmm.
I had it in my mind that it was next year, but I guess I was just making him older than what he is.
Yeah.
But I am going to go back to school. I'm just going to go to school for marketing and dive into that. I mean, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So just get a degree behind it and go from there.
Okay, love that.
Yeah.
So do you think, or has your content shifted since the breakup? And how has like everyone reacted to your new content?
It's definitely shifted. There's no more couple content.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just like it's all me and kind of just navigating my new life as a single mom. Everyone's been loving it. Most people have been very supportive and great. Mm-hmm. The people who have been like around forever saying like it's nice to watch you grow and like change as a person over these years.
Those are the best comments.
Like the sweetest.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to kiss every single one on the forehead. I know. But yeah, no, my content has definitely changed. And as you grow and continue through your social media career, like you grow as a person, your content's going to change and evolve with you.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I agree.
So that's just what's happening now.
What do you want your kids to learn from this chapter of your life?
Shit happens and you can get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's still like, I mean, I'm still learning stuff. So once I've learned those things, teach those lessons to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, I don't know, push through it. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. It's not the end of the
world. One human being is not your whole life and you don't need to be dependent on them.
Yeah.
Don't ever depend on one human being because you never know what can happen.
Yeah. And like, yeah, no, that.
But I'm not going to bring that darkness onto them. Let's give them some hope. Yeah.
I remember like when I was in therapy too, like my therapist would be like, you are so dependent on this person that is no longer in your life. And that is why you are going insane.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like, but like what she was like, never, ever depend on a man, but not even just a man. Like even like
anyone,
you have to depend on yourself. Yep. Like you really have to trust yourself.
You have yourself.
What keeps you like motivated for your content work?
To keep going. Just
yeah.
Like my kids, obviously they're like my biggest motivation. Like I want to be able to provide for them. And provide for them on my own, let alone now. Well, I mean, not on my own. They still have, like, the dad is still very much in their life and very much providing for them.
Yeah.
But just, like, kind of in a different way. Yeah, so just, like, providing for my kids, the main one, just keeps me going. And then, I mean, the fans that are great fans and just enjoy my stuff, they keep me going, too.
Yeah. Let's talk about, like, what's, like, your favorite brand deal that you've done? Or like brand that you've worked with?
Favorite brand deal. There's a lot of good ones. I loved working with Celsius. I love the brands that are like, that give you a lot of creative freedom. Mm-hmm. And they're not like, say this, say this, say this.
Yeah, scripted, yeah.
They're like, oh, we don't want to sound like an ad, but say this.
Yeah, like shut the fuck up, actually. Yeah.
So yeah, no, Celsius was great. Love them. If you guys want to work with me again, I'm here for you. I worked with People's Jewelers before and I loved working with them because, again, creative freedom and I love their jewelry. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about any, your favorite brand trip or any brand
trips? I went on a brand trip that's kind of like controversial.
Really? Is it Tarte?
No. Oh my gosh. Sign me up though.
I know. Like, let me go to Bora Bora actually.
So there's this, I don't know if you heard about the thing that's going into Ontario Place, Therma something. It's like this giant like spa thing and it's taking over Ontario Place, and Ontario Place is Ontario Place and people. So I did not do my research.
Yeah.
I got an email saying we're flying you first class to Romania and I said, sign me up.
Yeah.
So random, Romania, but sign me up.
That's crazy.
So they have a Therma, I think that's how you pronounce it. They have a Therma in Romania, Bucharest, and that's, I think it's Bucharest. That's where we went.
Yeah.
And so it was to kind of, even though it's not going to be built until like 2026 or something, they sent us last year to like promote it.
Yeah.
And then like, I kind of like, they got there and they're like, okay, so make sure like your comments are off because you're going to get hate. I was like, well, I can't go back now. I'm already here. I'm in Romania.
Yeah.
Like, I'm here. It was a great place. Like the place is amazing. It's,
I can't believe they were like, turn off your comments.
Stunning. Yeah. I hope, don't come for me. I don't know what I'm saying, like what I'm supposed to be saying. But like a lot of people just, they don't like the idea of something taking over Ontario Place because like it's Ontario Place.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I got to go to Romania. I experienced Romania nightlife, which is insane.
Yeah.
It was 5 a.m. and they're like, are you ready to go to the next place? I was like, no, I'm ready to go to bed because I have to be on a plane in 3 hours.
Yeah.
So, and I got to fly first class?
First class?
Yeah.
Was that your first time flying first
class?
Yes.
My first and probably only time.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Laying down the whole time. Because it was like a thing of 12 hour flight, something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I basically just slept the whole time. Got like three meals.
Oh,
yeah.
Three meals. Yeah, I need a brand. Come on. Fly me out somewhere, please, first class.
Ready to go.
I'm really ready to go. I need to.
I mean, you
that.
Definitely could. You do like all makeup and stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's 2025 bingo card.
20, you don't know, literally. Mood board.
Yep.
Mood fucking board.
Got it.
I genuinely think about this like all the time. Like, what if like TikTok disappears? Like, what the fuck is going to happen? Like, do you ever worry about like, because in Canada also, like, we only get paid through brand deals.
Yeah.
So is there ever like months that are like, holy fuck, like I'm not. Like, I'm kind of worried right now because mm-hmm. I'm not able to, like, you have, like, a family that you have to provide for. Yep. Like, do you ever, like, stress about that?
Oh, 100%. Like, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
When I just, like, I switched to being, I think I, like, at maybe 350,000. And I had my management team. I was like, okay, I think I can do this. I'm going to quit my job. And I'm just going to go, like, full force into it. And there was definitely months where I was like, I probably shouldn't have quit my job. You know, I should have had something still there and we were struggling, but I mean, it just made me more motivated to keep posting, to like have that like stability.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you never know when it's going to disappear. But thank God we still have Instagram and YouTube. So you just got to take those videos and just bring them over there. And I know it's not the same vibe at all. Like TikTok mm-hmm. is such its own vibe, but I mean, we're not making money specifically from TikTok because we're Canadian. So why not just move over to Instagram and YouTube? Where YouTube, you can make money. Which I don't know why I don't take advantage of that.
I know, me either.
But you know.
YouTube is a lot.
People are also really mean on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's a lot of old men on YouTube.
Yeah. A lot of old fucking people that have so much. It's always the old. It's always the babies or the old fucking people that have so much to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to start doing YouTube.
I did. I was doing consistently posting YouTube shorts for a while. And like,
same.
I got up to like 40,000 or something. And then I just.
Really? Subscribers?
Yeah.
From shorts?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then I just stopped. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. Shorts, I feel like, are like a huge fucking thing right now. We need
massive.
To fucking. Yeah.
Get on it.
We need to get on it right now. Since this podcast is very much like real talk, mental health, body image, confidence, have you ever struggled with any of these?
100%.
Yeah.
Like, especially. And like, it peaked when I was sharing my gym content because I felt so much more pressure to just constantly look better, you know, not look better, but like just always trying to be a better version of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, I think a lot of my confidence actually like went away.
Yeah.
And then it slowly started coming back. And then, you know, this past.
Yeah.
Stuff happened and it's slowly kind of gone away, but I'm, you know, learning my worth again and all that stuff and building it back up. But yeah, putting yourself and your body on social media, everyone's gonna have something to say about it. Like, I used to be getting comments like, oh, you're so chunky, you're so round, and I'm getting, oh, you're too skinny, eat something. Like, no one's happy at what side you're on. They're always gonna have something to say.
Yeah.
And you just gotta understand that.
And did that like affect like your gym journey at all, like those comments?
Or, 100%.
Is that when you stopped posting like gym stuff?
So like there was times where like I would go like back and forth between posting like over the last 2 years. Definitely like not consistent with posting it, but like, and it's hard.
That's
like
a lot.
Seeing other people posting their gym journeys and theirs is moving faster than yours, or they like have more muscle than you or something. You're like, I'm not working hard enough. I'm not doing this right.
Yeah.
Why should I be showing myself?
Yeah.
Doing it like you're watching the wrong person kind of thing. But then I look back and I'm like, oh, but I still fucking did that. Like I still did it.
No, you fucking
I'm just
did.
Too hard on myself.
Yeah I feel like that's a huge thing. Like, I'm also so like hard on myself with everything. And like everyone around me is like, you are fucking killing it, and like you are doing this and that, and I'm like, am I? I'm like, I could
that's
be doing
thing,
this
yeah.
though. I'm like, I could be doing like this though instead. And they're like, you're not Superwoman. They're like, you're literally like, you're doing amazing for where you are, and you should sit with that and like actually congratulate yourself for that and not think about, because I'm always like, what can I do to be better?
Yep.
And I never am like satisfied with myself ever. We are literally fucked.
We're our own worst enemies.
No, we are. But we're learning that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are getting through it one step at a time. Yep. And again, sharing that with fucking people helps.
Exactly.
Yeah. What's your view on like this industry and like the people that you've met? Like, because I have a lot to say. Well, I want to hear what you have to say first.
The type of events I go to are all over the place because of what I do, like the content I make. Like I could be going to a freaking Tim Hortons event, or I could be going to a Patron event, or I'm going to a, like, what was the Charlotte Tilbury, I think was maybe her, someone. Just like they're all over the map. So you're going to get a bunch of different kind of people. You know, you get some people where you're just like, they're talking down to you and it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But then you get like amazing people and you meet amazing people out of it.
Yeah.
Just depends on what kind of event you're going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't really been to like a lot of lifestyle things. Mine's just based
beauty,
like makeup and and like I agree with you. Like there's like such amazing people. Like I've met like some of my best friends in this industry. But then it's like there's so much competition, I feel like.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
And like everyone is like, how can I be better than like this person, or like this person's posting this, so I'm gonna, like, it's just so like, I don't know. And like I'm like, aren't we all doing the same
thing? We're all here for the same reason.
Like we're all doing the same thing. Like why are you like, and like the talking down thing, like sometimes like I'll get that and I'm like, but who are you also? like are you Kim K also right now? Like
because you have like 5 million followers, bro, like you're better than everyone.
You know there's people that like have like whatever, say like 1 million followers or whatever, and they won't talk to people that are like under a certain amount of followers. That's insane.
I can't believe that's even a thing.
No.
Like who has that kind of mindset?
No. I like I'm waiting to meet that person so I can say like you're sick, actually.
You're awful.
You're a sick individual.
Yep.
Cause what are we not all, what, it's we're a number.
Yeah. We're all doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's a number just because you have 100,000 more people watching you than me, like
Yeah, like no, actually give you a fucking trophy. It gets, you know what it is? Awful. It gets to people's heads.
Oh, and yeah.
And like that's like also something that I like whenever I start to be like, oh, like I'm, you know, he whatever, I'm like, shut the fuck up, sit down, humble yourself.
Step back.
Because like that's, you need to be humble.
Yeah.
And like being humble is so important in this industry. And like some people are just like, I have crazy stories, but like I'm not, you know, we're not gonna say anything.
Well,
but like like sometimes like I'll literally like go up to someone that like I'm literally like I've met a few times before and like they'll just be like,
oh hey,
and like just be like so like cold.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
what
but I've met you 5 times before. Yeah. What's,
did you gain a few followers and now you can't talk to me?
Like, like what, like I don't get it, like I don't.
Yeah,
but anyways, yeah, so and it's, you know what it is, it's like I've like, I feel like I've like grown so much and like I've been invited, like I went from like nothing to like 10. So like, I don't know. People are just like, people are just people. It's like interesting to me to see like how entitled people can be sometimes.
It's a very different like atmosphere, like walking into an event.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. It's very different.
It's scary.
I would say definitely the beauty events scare the shit out of me.
I remember my first ever event was like a L'Oreal event. Mm. And I remember walking in and like just people are fucking looking at you. Like just like
they're trying to figure out who you are.
Yeah.
What you do.
Analyzing you from afar. And I'm like, I want to go home.
I was like,
like I'm scared right now.
The
like,
first
what the
Patron
fuck?
Event I went to, it was just like just influencers were invited, and so I was literally standing in the corner with my husband at the time, and we were just watching everyone. We're like, I know you like, what am I doing here?
It's a huge what am I doing here. Because like again, like we were talking about before, like everyone's on their phones or everyone's filming, and I'm just like, I'm just trying to feel like okay when everyone's staring at
like
me.
I'm
right
allowed
now
to be here.
Yeah, but yeah, that's tea for a different episode.
Oh yeah.
So almost done. What do you hope people take away from your content?
Now probably just you can do it by yourself. It's okay to be alone. Especially like I have a lot of like single moms watching me now. So like just showing that single moms are like,
yeah,
we can do this. Like it's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just that you can fucking do it. Like,
yeah.
Just do it. You know?
Anything else you want to share or address to the people?
No. Nothing else to talk about.
Yeah. It's like we really spilled the tea.
We did. We got a lot out. I got out what needed to be out. Therapy session. Yeah, no, it was very nice. Yeah. Very nice. Didn't get too much into it, but got into it enough, you know? Yeah,
just gave the people a little.
What they needed.
Yeah, you know? It's a little sprinkle. Well, thank you so much for coming on this podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, stay tuned for the next one. Also, go follow Madison on TikTok and Instagram. We'll do something either in the description or, you know, we'll figure something out. But go follow her. And, yeah, I'll see you guys in the next one.